Antonietta Mel, affectionately called Nenolina, was born on December 15, 1930, in Rome, Italy. Now, during her childhood days, she stood out as a charismatic little girl who led her playmates in all the games even when she became ill, and was popular with them because of her kindness. At the age of 3, she attended nursery school with religious sisters, and at the age of 5, little Nenolina enrolled in Catholic Action in the group for the littlest ones. One of her teachers had mentioned that she was a child like other children, but stood out because of her sense of humor and the joyousness of her personality. She was not yet 5 years old when a swelling was noticed in her left knee. It was thought that at first that she injured the area in a fall, but eventually the correct diagnosis was made. She was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, an aggressive form of bone cancer. Now, in the spring of 1936, Nenolina's leg was amputated to halt the spread of the cancer. She was fitted with a prosthetic leg, which was painful and difficult, but which enabled her to return to school. The artificial leg had bothered her greatly. However, she offers it all to Jesus, saying,
"May each step I take be a little word of love."
She had a concept of the value of suffering that was incomprehensible without the grace of God. A religious sister who was a nurse in the clinic testified, "One morning, while I was helping the nurse who was in charge of ordering the room of the little girl, her father entered. After caressing her, he asked her, 'Do you feel any pain?' And Antonietta said,
'Daddy, the pain is like fabric. The stronger it is, the more value it has.'"
The religious sister added, "If I had not heard this with my own ears, I would not have believed it." Now, she wants to celebrate the day of the anniversary of her amputation with a big lunch and with a novena to Our Lady of Pompeii, because thanks to this event, she was able to offer her sufferings to Jesus.
"Oh, child Jesus, I have been waiting for you so long in my heart. I can't wait for it to be Christmas. It is true that Christmas is the most beautiful day. It is beautiful because I want to receive you into my heart. Many kisses and greetings from your Antonietta."
The night of Christmas of 1936, she receives her first Holy Communion with great fervor. On that very same night, she was observed spending over an hour on her knees in prayer, still and silent.
"Dear Jesus in the Eucharist, I am so very, very happy that you have come into my heart. Never leave my heart. Stay forever and ever with me. Jesus, I love you so. I want to let myself go in your arms and do what you will with me. Oh, loving Jesus, give me souls, give me a great many."
And a few months later, she receives confirmation. The amputation of her leg had not stopped the tumor that had spread to the head, hand, foot, throat, and mouth. Both the pain of the illness and the treatments that tried to heal her were very strong. Nenolina enjoyed attending school and catechism classes because she wrote of how she was able to learn so many beautiful things about Jesus and the saints. She also began the unique habit of composing little letters and poems to Jesus or to Mary, who she called Madonnina or Little Madonna. Nenolina's mother wrote for her before she was able to write them herself. She placed the letters at the foot of a statue of the child Jesus in a bedroom, inviting him to come and read them during the night. Now, Catholic theologians have called her a mystic because the 6-year-old wrote extraordinary letters to Jesus Christ in the last months of her life that displayed understanding and actions beyond the normal for a child. In one of her letters, she wrote,
"Dear baby Jesus, you are holy, you are good. Help me, grant me your graces, and give me back my leg. If you don't want to, then may your will be done. Dear Jesus, I love you so much. I want to tell you again, I love you so much. I give you my heart. Our dear lady, you are so good. Take my heart and carry it to Jesus. My good Jesus, give me souls. Give me a lot of them. I ask you willingly. I ask you so that you make them become good, so that they can come to you in paradise."
She wrote to Jesus telling him that she considered the loss of her leg to be a sacrifice to him so that others would repent their sins. She also wrote poems addressing them to her parents, her sister, Jesus, and the Virgin Mary, which were later published in a book.
"Dear Jesus, tell God the Father that I love him too. Dear Jesus, give me your strength, for I need it to bear this pain that I offer for sinners. Dear Jesus, tell the Holy Spirit to enlighten me with love and to fill me with his 7 gifts. Dear Jesus, tell Our Lady that I love her and I want to be near her. Dear Jesus, I want to tell you again how much I love you."
Dear Jesus, every day is dedicated to you and your mommy. I always come to find you in church and greet you, your mommy, and all the good saints. Oh, dear Jesus, give me souls. Make them become good. Make many souls become good. Oh, child Jesus, make yourself known by pagan children. Loving child Jesus, I want to be always good so that you make souls become good.
Then Nenalina died in the midst of terrible pains on July the 3rd, 1937, at the age of 6. Now efforts to declare her a saint began soon after her death. She has been declared venerable by Pope Benedict XVI on December the 17th, 2007. Her life has been a witness of sanctity for children who suffer. Venerable Antonietta Mill, pray for us.